supermarket sweep is coming back. Esmeralda, are you excited about Supermarket Sweep?
You know, I used to love that show.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to be on it really bad. And now I can.
Now you can. Well, these are some fun facts about Supermarket Sweep as we prepare for Esmeralda to appear on it. back in the day, you couldn't watch Supermarket Sweep, which debuted in 1965. I'm as old as Supermarket Sweep. Without fantasizing or reenacting it at your local grocery store. on it, pairs of contestants would race through supermarket aisles attempting to pack their carts full of the most valuable items in between quiz-style segments. Revivals of the series stopped filming in 2003, but there's good news for fans who can't let the dream of appearing on that game show die. Deadline reports that it's about to make a television comeback, relive the high of Supermarket Sweep. And here are some fun facts about the game show. So, Esmeralda, you'll need to know these when you appear on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
These are very important. The first fun fact, the meat was fake. in a special for Great Big Story, former host David Ruprecht confirmed all the meat was fake. Former contestant Mike Fuchsia reaffirmed the fact, saying everything that was meat, cheese, it was all fake because they'd get meat juices on their sweaters, and that's not telegenic. So we had to get rid of that. So it was stunt meat, Esmeralda.
What was it, though?
It was probably plastic, I would imagine.
But it had to be heavy because it looked like you would see them, and they looked,
yeah.
It looked like they had trouble sometimes with those ham hocks or whatever.
Yeah.
Big turkey legs.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big, that's, I mean, what was the budget for this show if they had to make fake meat?
Hams.
I mean, come on. Yeah, they used to have big hams and stuff.
I guess just plastic or rubber.
Yeah, I mean, but if it weighs heavy, if it weighs, you know, something.
Rubber hams.
Rubber hams.
I'm going to go with rubber
hams. That was my radio name in college. Yeah, man, rubber hams.
Your sidekick turkey leg?
Yeah. How about this number two on this on here? So first of all, Esmeralda, the meat fake. We now know that. A lot of the food was expired.
I had heard that a lot of it, which sounds kind of gross.
We shot for about 5 months every year, and they used the same food over and over again, the host admitted to Great Big Story. A lot of that food had been thrown in and out of carts 3 or 4 months, and they'd gotten pretty beaten up. Oh, my God, just use the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. How about this? Number three, the winners didn't get to keep the food. Given what Ruprecht said above, contestants were probably thankful that they didn't get to keep the food. And according to Great Big Story, they didn't get to keep their sweatshirts either. They got $5,000, but they didn't get their sweatshirts.
They were pretty ugly, though.
What does that mean? I don't understand. Why would they take the sweatshirt away from them?
I mean, if they're recycling all the food from the aisles.
Yeah, true. Then they're probably just throwing the sweatshirts into a washer. And then slapping him on to the next contestant
They're
next week.
They're just airing him out.
Yeah. Right next to the fake meat. beauty products could win you the game. How about this, Esmeralda? This is a tip for you. Heading for the beauty aisle instead of the meat freezer could very well have won you the game. Those who use this strategy won. Ruprecht told the Great Big Story. Instead of 5 hams and 5 turkeys that load up your cart, you get 5 hair colorings, get 5 of all these expensive health and beauty products. With 1 cart, you could beat everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff is expensive.
It is, and you don't get to keep it anyway. Well, did they get to keep the hair product? No, because they had to reuse them.
Yeah.
So go for the expensive stuff, Esmeralda. Go right for the hair products and stuff.
I always thought baby formula and diapers were the expensive, the big money ticket.
Dan, what do you think?
Ticket money.
That is a 10-4 on that.
That's a big 10-4.
And from just watching Supermarket Sweep, that was always the big,
yeah.
And the hams.
No, absolutely. They definitely did go towards that.
Yeah. hams. I love the fact that they were just whipping hams into shopping carts and people would be sitting at home screaming.
Yeah, I remember that. People would go right to the meat. They go to the hams, fill the whole cart with hams.
Right.
And then get a new cart and fill it with diapers.
Oh, man. I'm excited that this show is coming back. Do we know the details on what channel it's going to be on? And when it comes back? Because we need to set the DVRs now to watch people throwing hams around.
You're going to see me and V on there.
You and just V running around whipping hams at each other?
And I would whip it at him if I got mad.
Hurry up! Catch the ham! Now, here's another tip for you, Esmeralda, because the next fact is, for contestants, personality was key. Now, you've got a great personality.
Yes. Thank you.
So, Supermarket Sweep was a TV show after all, and vibrant personalities always make for good television. When we're going through the process, they put you in a room with a few other people and ask you sample questions, said a former contestant. And you could sense it was because they wanted to see if you were slouching or things like that. I felt pretty confident that we'd get a call back to have the taping. So remember, Esmeralda, be on your A game.
Oh, of course.
All right.
Although there's those annoying people, like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They just try to draw out those questions or try to make jokes. And it's like, don't, no.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that people who go on game shows are encouraged to act like a lunatic, especially on Price is Right. On the CBS morning game shows that are on, like right before I go to bed, usually that's I usually end up watching a little bit of Price is Right. They are encouraged to act like loons. Like the more excited, the more crazy that you act.
Which that's fine.
Yeah,
be excited.
Yeah,
but when they start trying to make jokes about that, it's like, ugh.
Well,
the worst jokes.
Do you remember the first jerk that won? The first jerk that won the million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
He had the was he the one with the Nixon question?
Yes.
Yeah.
His name, you know what his name was?
No.
John Carpenter. Not related to the greatest filmmaker on the planet. There are three famous John Carpenters. Can you name the three famous John Carpenters, Esmeralda? I just named two of them. Can you name the other? Because the John Carpenter, the guy who you know, obviously who won the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, became famous because of that. And then obviously the director of Halloween, one of the greatest men on the planet, one of the greatest filmmakers alive. Can you name the other one? The other one's Notorious.
No.
The other one is Notorious. Do you guys know who Bob Crane is? He played Hogan on Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, right. Oh, is that his friend?
That was the guy who killed him, yeah.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe played him in the movie version, if I'm not mistaken, because Greg Kinnear played Bob Crane, and John Carpenter was the guy who killed Bob Crane. It's terrible. Three famous John Carpenters. Only one of them was cool. The guy, by the way, so do you remember like the little stunt you want to talk about? Remember you were just saying, oh, people are trying to make jokes. You know, you remember the little stunt he pulled?
He called his dad something.
Yeah, he didn't need the lifeline. Remember? He's like, oh, I'm going to use my lifeline. Because the question was, who said sock it to me on Laugh-In? Right? And it was, was it specifically like, what U.S. president? I think it was that specific. Like, how easy is that question? Like, what U.S. president said sock it to me on Laugh-In? And then you had your multiple choice. You don't even need multiple choice on that.
Yeah. Which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television show Laugh-In?
Right. So there.
It's gotten even worse. I was watching it and just yelling at the TV.
Who's the host now? I don't even watch it anymore.
Some guy.
Some guy. Okay.
You would wreck. He looks like he's hosted a few shows.
So he's like a game show guy.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know his name.
Okay. By the way, Fremantle Media bought the rights to Supermarket Sweep and currently developing ideas. No channel yet. Fremantle Media owns all the game shows that you see, like on Buzzr, especially. Every single show that they have on Buzzr is followed by the Fremantle Media logo. And I'm talking about all the reruns too. You know, you go back to Match Game, you go back to Tattletales, all of those things are, it's like Fremantle Media owns everything. But yeah, so he's like, hey, Dad, I was just calling. I don't need any help. I know the answer. I was just calling to tell you that I'm going to win. I'm about to win $1 million. I wanted to slap him right across his face. Oh, I'm about to win $1 million. I don't need my lifeline. Shut up.
Yeah, I hate people.
So you don't deserve the name John Carpenter.
Unless it's for money, then I love everyone.
Yeah, you don't deserve you don't deserve to have the name John Carpenter. Okay, so we're finding out the host's name of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Current host is Chris Harrison. He also hosts The Bachelor. Oh, that's why I don't know who he is.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Because I recognized him. I had no idea. I'm like, he's done other stuff.
So he's the guy who hosts The Bachelor. So he's really like white bread guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have a few more facts about supermarket sweep so that Esmeralda can get herself ready to go and whip hams at V.
I'm just going to whip hams at V.
That's what you're going to do. You know, when I was a kid, we used to throw hams at each other, smash each other in the head with hams. That was one of the things we used to do under the L-tracks right outside my house.
Did you just find piles of hams down there?
There used to be, you know, just in the 70s, garbage cans full of hams everywhere.
Would your dad buy them for discounted prices at the Jewels?
Just so we can smash each other in the head with them. There's nothing quite like ham smashing. There's that, I'm telling you right now. So... All right, we have to break here, and then more supermarket sweep, and then we're going to talk about the most popular candies, Halloween candies throughout the nation. And I think we're going to play a few of the scary sounds to see if you guys can identify them. When it's been money for muscle on another world, you know, money for muscle, I haven't listened to Dire Straits in a long time. What the hell is wrong with me? I love these guys. I love this band. Man. Squat requested Dire Straits. That's Tunnel of Love. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Two of them. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Now, we're learning more about supermarket sweep so that when Esmeralda is on the show slapping hams and whipping them, she'll have all the knowledge that she needs. Okay, next. Two more facts here, Esmeralda, that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Winning during the taping didn't guarantee you'd actually collect your winnings.
What?
It was a syndicated show, Mike Fuchsia explained, so they taped all the episodes, and you didn't even know if you were going to get the money if you won unless it aired, which could be 6 months later because they had to sell it. On the bright side, even if you didn't collect, at least you could always say that you played Supermarket Sweep.
No. I want to get paid. That's insanity.
Well, if it doesn't air, you can't get paid, I guess.
How are they not?
I'm assuming people signed something to agree to that, you know.
Oh, of course, but that's just an odd, thing that isn't syndication like you're set.
Well, it is, but you never know when it's going to air. I mean, you know, they would stockpile a bunch of episodes and then air them like you would. Let's say you were there for a taping in January, and then it wouldn't be until, like, November that they played your episode.
This stuff is, like, once a week?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was once a week, yeah. I think it was once a week. Was it daily? At one point, was Supermarket Sweep daily?
I mean, I imagine the daily was once those were old episodes.
It was daily on Lifetime.
Yeah.
But I didn't think those were new.
Well, we know the meat isn't. No new meat, all fake meat.
Well, see, now I'm mad. I can't even keep the sweatshirt.
Yeah, why did they take a sweatshirt away from you? If you got to wait 8 months to get your winnings, you may as well at least have the damn sweatshirt.
Then you may not even get it then.
You may not even get the sweatshirt or the meat. Shooting lasted 12 to 14 hours, so it's going to be a long day, Esmeralda.
Ugh, they are wearing me thin.
Most of that time consisted of waiting around. We literally got in a room when we got called back from the actual taping, and they said, be prepared to be here. It could be a 12 to 14-hour day because there are three pairs of people on each show. an ex-contestant complained to the explained to the AV club that day. I want to say they were taping something like 8 shows, so you had 48 people just in a room. The first thing they tape is your introduction, where you run down to the camera, and everybody gets introduced to David Ruprecht, and then they call you back to tape your first segment. So you could be sitting there for 12 hours, Esmeralda. You got to run down the aisle and say, "Hi, I'm Esmeralda from Cleveland," and then. I don't know why you would say you were from Cleveland.
Just to spice it up.
Add a little flavor to the proceedings.
Yeah, I wonder how many times how many times did they say? Just once? You do the run?
You run down, do your introductions. They film the introductions first. Then you have to sit in a room with all the other people and wait.
Because if they had me doing it more than once, I would change the place I was from.
Change your name.
Yeah.
Change everything. Use an accent. On one time.
I'm just trying to spice up this whole show, yeah, guys. Come on.
Sitting in the back for 12 hours, I got to have some fun. You're not even going to let me have the damn sweatshirt. The meat's fake. These expired hair products. I mean, what are we talking about here? This is a terrible supermarket, by the way. I would just like to tell everybody.
Can't even snack on anything?
No. Because it's all expired or plastic. How am I going to eat? I can't even eat any meat. So, all right. So, would that mean the diapers were fake?
Probably not. Or maybe. There was just a husk of a container.
Yeah, that they would just pick. Well, diapers don't expire, though, right?
Yeah, but that way they don't have to buy boxes of diapers.
Yeah.
They just have to... out a
I'm telling you, this might be the production values on this show might be the best ever, considering they had to make everything fake. Would they have a staff of 500 people working on this show? What?
I wonder if the coffee beans were real. Remember, you could get coffee, fresh coffee.
That's right.
I think you had to. Did you have to grind it?
You
too?
Did have to grind it. I think you did have to put the bag underneath the thing and grind it. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, that, by the way, is also going to end up on out of context. Okay, thanks. Okay, we got a break. We got the news coming up next, and then I think we'll play a few of the scary sound effects and then talk about your favorite Halloween candies. That's all coming up right here on 720 WGN.